Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The lawyers call Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you this great Holy Ghost power to let you know Jesus will change your life, make your life brand new. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated this great Holy Ghost power. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we're here on radio to preach the gospel to those of you that behind prison bars, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know Jesus will change your life and make your life brand new. We know the coronavirus is here. Jails and prisons are closed. Those of you that's behind prison bars, write Sister Velvet, the Heaven Bound Train Ministries. Sister Velvet will be glad to read your letters here on the broadcast during this pandemic. Praise God. We'll be doing this until we get the green light to go back into the jails and prisons after the pandemic be lifted. Praise God. Amen. We got this powerful message. Victory over the devil. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of this message. Praise God. Those just incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for a miracle. Praise God. My beautiful companions of heaven is here to read the word of God. Now, praise the Lord. Jesus come to change lives.
Amen.
And make your life brand new. There's power in their blood to wash you and make you clean. Praise God. Amen. People need to understand it's more to being saved than just confessing the sinner's prayer. So many people confess the sinner's prayer, claim they got the Holy Spirit. Then they play out. When you can't live right, yield to sin, they play out. Some people make excuses, saying, I'm a saved sinner. Just excuses. Praise God. Some be baptized in water. You can't wash that devil out. No matter how many times you be baptized. No matter whose name you be baptized in. Some people preach, be baptized in Jesus' name. I'm telling you the truth. Water can't wash that devil out. But you got to get the power in the blood. Jesus came out of Jordan River. He went to Calvary. Get that blood back if you want to get that devil out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I preach more than just water baptism. Water baptism is a testimony that you get rid of the old life. But if you don't get nothing to add to that water baptism, you're going to go right back and get sin, and sin again. You hear me? Because that sinful nature is still in there. That water cannot wash that devil out. No matter how many times you get baptized in. No matter whose name you get baptized in. Amen. I'm telling you, you got to go through the blood and get washed in that blood. Praise God. Jesus' name is at Calvary. Jesus' name ain't in the Jordan River. But it's at Calvary. That's where his name is at. In that blood. Praise God. I'm telling you, that's why we sing the song, there's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sister Velvet, you got a song you like to sing. Praise God. Amen. Sister Velvet sings her songs.
Praise the Lord. The Lord gave me this song a couple years ago, and it is fit with the message that Ella Holmes been preaching for the last 2 months. You know, I said we must have power to be able to resist the devil. And the Lord has given me that the 23rd Psalms, that he is a familiar scripture to all of us, but he's given me some extra words to expound on that, to encouragement to us. And the Lord, he is my shepherd. He is the one that guides me each and every day. He is the one that guides me each and every day. And I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. They are so pleasant and sweet. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That causes me to have peace and calmness in the midst of my storm. He restores my soul. He renewed me over and over again. He renewed me over and over again. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness because of his holy name. Yea, 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 though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil because he has given me power. He has given me love. He has given me a sound mind. He is with me. He is with me. His rod and staff, Jesus Christ, it shall comfort me. Oh, shall comfort me always. He prepares a table and before me in the presence of my enemies. He anointed my head with oil, providing a shield of protection all around me. My cup runneth over with his Holy Spirit. And whatever fruit of the Spirit I need, whether it be more love, more peace, more faith, goodness, meekness, and suffer whatever comes my way, he is there for me. So surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all my days, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. He is the one, hallelujah. He is the one that guides me each and every day. He is the one that guides me every day. I shall not want. I shall not want. No matter what you need, he is right there. No matter what you're going through, he is right there. He is your shepherd. He is your shepherd. And he is the very one that guides you. He is the very one that guides you each and every day. And you shall not want. You can be able to resist Satan's power over you. And you shall be free because you have the shepherd. And you shall not want.
I'm telling you, wonderful song from Sir Velvet. She sings at our meetings at the jails, prisons, at the prisons rather. Praise God. The inmates enjoy her singing. She here on radio singing. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord has what we need. He's our shepherd. All we need is in Jesus. He supply. He satisfy. Joy he supply. Life would be worthless without him. We need Jesus. Praise God. I'm telling you. So fill it. Romans 8 chapter. Amen. Pick up there.
The 16th verse. The Spirit is said bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Now, God knows who is his. Amen. That's the reason why we need to get washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Let the blood of Jesus write your name on heaven's road. So he know you. Praise God. I'm glad he know me. He know you. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost comes in. He knows you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's good for Jesus to know you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is that, Phil?
It said, if the children then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together.
Let you know, you suffer for the Lord, for him, you'll be able to shout the victory. Praise our God. Because we come through trials and tests, shouting the victory. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, glory to God. Look at the apostles. They were beat. They were whipped. They shouted and gave God praise. They was counted worthy to suffer shame for the name of Jesus. Praise God. Let you know, Jesus suffered for us.
Amen.
We should suffer for him.
Yes,
praise
right.
God. I'm telling you. Amen. You got some people talking about they saved. Can't stand nothing. Can't suffer nothing. Praise God. Ready to backslide. That's because you are not, you don't have it. Praise the Lord. But when you get it, you're able to stand. Because the Lord suffered for us. Therefore, we can stand. Stand false accusations. Stand when people mistreat you. Stand when people curse you out. Stand when people, amen, don't give you credit. Try to crush you down. Act like you ain't nothing. Stand. Praise our God. Look how he done my Lord. He never said a mumbling word. Praise God. Not a word, not a word, not a word. They nailed him to the cross. He never said a mumbling word. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Not a word, not a word. Some of these Christians can't stand nothing. If you look, don't look at them right. They get upset. What kind of salvation you got? Praise God. I'm telling you, you need to go back to the altar and get it like the Bible said. Praise the Lord. Because you surely don't have enough to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. When you get it right, you can be able to suffer for his name's sake. Live right. Do right. Glory to God. I'm telling you, in marriages, husband love his wife. Wife love the husband. No divorcing. You hear me? Glory to God. Can't suffer nothing. Praise God. Ready? I want to get a divorce. Amen. Oh, devil, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm telling you, when Christ get in you, you're able to suffer. Stand. Praise our God. Love, when you get charity in you, you'll suffer long. You got long suffering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Able to stand. And God will fix things for you. He'll work things out. The devil, he loves to break people up. Break marriages up. Have divorces. Praise God. You can't go to heaven. Praise God. Living old life. Breaking up like the world. Acting like the world. Breaking up. Committing adultery. You hear me? Amen. Breaking up one marriage. Getting another husband. Getting another wife. Got two husbands. Got two wives. Praise God. Living husband. Living wife. And talking about you are a child of God. God don't like it. You hear me? He don't like it. You hear me? Some things he suffer because of your ignorance. And Jesus said, because of the hardness of his heart, of the people's hearts, God suffered Moses to write the law of divorcement because of the hardness of their hearts. Because of the stubbornness of the people, God suffered some things to be. But that God is not pleased. You hear me? He's not pleased. That's the reason why I preach like I do. Because God is not pleased when people do these things. Praise God. So therefore, if God suffer for you to do it, that's not his best interest. He just suffer for you to do it to rescue you from a burning hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know preachers people don't like to hear me preach. Because I'm going to tell you like it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Amen. God wants you to be able to live right. To do right. Glory to God. Live right. Amen. I love my wife. Sister Phil. Praise God. We've been married since 1993. Enjoying Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm telling you. I don't believe in this divorcing and stuff. I don't believe in that mess. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm sanctified. I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm fire baptized. I want to do things God's way because I love Jesus. I want to go to heaven shouting and speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You want to live old sloppy life, all up life? That's between you and God. Amen. When God told you how he wanted, he said a man should leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. He didn't say nothing about no divorcing. You hear me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I'm telling you, I'm talking about loving the Lord. Not walking after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Glory to God. Halamahanda, Hidamahaya, Halamashanda. But for the stubbornness of the people. Jesus said, God let Moses write that bill of divorcement. Because of stubbornness. And people are stubborn now. So stubborn. Glory to God. I'm telling you, folks, so stubborn. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise our God. I'm telling you, but it's time to get saved. And get rid of sin. For sin get rid of you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What the Bible says, Isabel?
For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Letting you know, amen, God got some wonderful things in store for the saints of God. Amen. That's why we don't let go get caught up in this world, in these clubs, and all this mess the devil got over here. Praise our God. Amen. I'm enjoying Jesus. Amen. We sang the song, I'm enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Ever since I found him, my soul been mighty happy. Enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I'm satisfied with Jesus. Praise our God. Got joy in my soul. Got peace in my mind. Enjoying the Lord. Glory to God. I don't have to be a partaker of the world. Amen. 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 Sinning, doing wrong. But I'm in, amen, full of the Holy Ghost. Shouting and praising God. Living for the Lord. Serving the Lord. Got a wonderful marriage. The husband of one wife. No girlfriend on the side. You hear me? I don't commit adultery. Praise our God. And I'm telling you, before I got married, I won't guilty of no fornication. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. Won't no guilty. Won't guilty of fornication. So many Christian young people are guilty of fornication. You're fornicating, you're not saved. Praise our God. Ain't no fornicator going to heaven. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, and people need to know that. Need to go back into the altar and get it right. Because you can't go to heaven committing fornication. Glory to God. And I'm telling you like it is. Praise our God. Lord forgive you. He forgive you for you to stop that foolishness. And don't do it no more. That's the only prayer he will hear for you to do. Stop sinning. Don't do it no more. Praise our God. Lord forgive me of my sin. I won't sin no more. That's the only prayer he'll hear. He won't hear all this mess. Lord forgive me for committing that fornication. And then go back and do it again. And he's studying that mess. What people do. Folks will go to hell and burn. Amen. With that mess, praise our God. But the Lord save you. Even if you was the only one, the Lord will save you. Yes, sir. Amen. Let's hear a song from Steve Archer. Talking about if you was the only one. Because I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here. Glory to God. On the broadcast. Praise our God. I'm telling you, because I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's hear Steve Archer. If you was the only one. The Lord come to save you. Glory to God. I'm telling you the truth. He come to save you. Save you from your sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Just one.
I'm telling you, the Lord love you, even if you're the only one. The Lord love you, because God loved the world. I'm telling you, and Jesus came into the world to save people from their sins. Amen. And I'm telling you, and give you joy like a river in your soul. Praise our God. And make you happy. Praise our God. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Because I'm telling you, Jesus come to give you that peace on the inside. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. So if you read me one more verse, what did it say?
It said, for the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has suffered the same in hope.
Amen. Let you know, praise our God. Amen. The creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who has subject the same in hope. Let you know, praise our God, the animals. Amen. All of them. God made them to be in subject. Praise the Lord. When the Lord give you power, become a child of God. He put you above them. He made man above the animals. Praise God. We don't pull to stoop down to the animals. The animals pull to be humble unto us. Glory to God. We live in a day and time. People done got so low. Some folks have. Got the animals. Amen. They all in their bed with them. Some of them. Amen. They all eat the same plate they eat on love. That because they done got so low. People done got so low. Living old lives, saving his lives. But when Christ come in you, amen, he give you power to be able to do what God called you to do. Amen. The animals will be under your subjection. Praise the Lord. The devil will be under your subjection. Put him under your feet. Victory over Satan. Victory over the devil. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. What is that, Seville?
It said, for the creature were made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subject the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of the corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Amen. Let you know, glory to God. Amen. Let you know, amen, God going to have another world, a beautiful world. Praise our God. Amen. Well, it won't be no sin. And our animals and all wouldn't be like the animals he is now. Praise God, God. That's something to look forward to. Amen. Let you know, praise our God, everybody be loving and doing what is right. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. The lion won't be vicious like the lion would be. Neither would it be the bear, nor the wolf, nor the sharks in the water, nor the crocodiles. It wouldn't be like that. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. We're going to continue on another broadcast. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank God for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their body. Immunize the believers from the coronavirus with your vaccine in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want you to go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. By your divine power. Lord, deliver and set them free. Lord, take care of your saints. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him. The song said there is no secret what God can do. What he done for one, he would do it for another. And the Lord is your shepherd, and he will keep you. He will give you the strength to be able to live right. So you believe that prayer that Ella Holmes has prayed, the Lord has delivered you. The Lord has given you victory. And you hold on to it and don't let it go. And you become steadfast and stay in the word of God so you can be able to make it. And have a good prayer, a strong prayer life. Don't be having prison bond. We praise God for you. Because the Lord loves you and the Holy and I love you too. I mean, there is no hopeless situation for God. God is there for you to provide and open doors and make ways for you. He loves you. And you are not by yourself. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us and we pray for you. If the Lord will provide for you also, the Lord will deliver you too. Because there is no respect of person. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give God a chance. And you will not be disappointed, hallelujah. Because he's a God that cannot lie. He will keep his word. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Prayers have failed out of your ministry to go into the jails and prisons. To as soon as we get the green light, we return back into the jails and prisons. To those of you that's, amen, out there in the free world, clinging to our website, be blessed with the many activities on our website. Praise of God. Those of you that's incarcerated, you can write us during this, amen, coronavirus pandemic. So they'll be glad to read your letters here on the broadcast. Tonight's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, so they'll be saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.